If Alexander Louis is Canada's most frequently performed composer, surely Jean Coulthard would be ranked a close second. Born in 1908 in Vancouver, Canada, she wrote her first compositions under the direction of her mother, a pianist and teacher. She then studied in England at the Royal College of Music with Ralph Vaughan Williams and others, and in Vancouver with Arthur Benjamin, as well as receiving critiques of her works from many well-known composers, such as Copland, Schoenberg, Mio, Bartok, and Nadia Boulanger. Coulthard's extensive output includes piano and vocal music, chamber music, and several orchestral works. She has two honorary doctorates in Canada and has won many awards. During the 1950s and 60s, she was a teacher of composition at the University of British Columbia. We're going to hear Coulthard's Excursion Ballet Suite. It was inspired by a joyous, youthful experience, a scene so very familiar to Western Canadians before the war years when ferry boats called at all vacation islands in the Gulf of Georgia. Here is how she describes the five short movements. Prelude, Lonely Dance of the Seagull. Polka, danced by the island eccentric, an old man who brings his flute with him to meet the boat. It is hard to tell if he's been sampling his homemade wine or if he's always as odd as this. Summer Romance, a pair of lovers dance a slow waltz as they take leave of each other. Bicycle Parade. The wharf is invaded by a cavalcade of noisy little boys on bicycles, the bells ringing loudly, the whir of their wheels and pedals is heard. The Departure. The steamer has now arrived, and after the briefest of stays is ready to depart. Everyone is waving and calling the last banal messages. As the steamer moves rapidly away from the wharf, the crowd melts away, leaving the stage to the lonely seagull and the sorrowful, weeping girl. We'll hear it now with Georges Tinter conducting the Symphonie Nova Scotia.